And welcome back to Inside the Cave. This is being brought to you by DMP Communications. No matter how small or large your business is, DMP can help manage communication better. From your internet and phone solutions to manage IT, we're here to help. Contact your experienced business solution consultant today at d-pcomm.com. DMP Communications, connecting you to what matters most. And we are going to kick it back out to Ian, who is in Hudson, for his cave on campus. How's it going, Ian?
It's going great, Andrew. The cleanup crew here from the post-breakfast shenanigans here in Hudson, being brought to you today, Cave on Campus, is by SMCSI, Leo's Pallets, Borg's Body Shop, Lenawee Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, all bringing you this broadcast, and wait till you hear the sponsor list that Jeff's going to read for this football game, because it's a big one between a couple undefeateds in Clinton and Hudson. I'm joined by Hudson's head coach, Dan Rogers. A little different environment than I'm used to interviewing you in. Normally, we're in a dimly lit bar just outside of town at right. Butch's, and now we're in a school. So, at Dundee last week, Dundee's a feisty team. You know, it could be viewed as a trap game, you know, Clinton coming up. Could you talk to the listeners about, you know, how you guys got it done last week?
Yeah, for sure. But first, thanks for coming in this morning, and thanks for all you guys do supporting local high school sports. Good stuff. But, Dundee is a good football team. You know, they had one loss coming into last week, and it was to Clinton. We know how good Clinton is, so we knew they were a good football team. And it was at Dundee, a great atmosphere, and, you know, we faced some adversity against a good football team, and our kids responded well. So I was very happy with what we were able to do there.
So we all know what happened last season. What's been, you know, sort of the difference or a change, if you will, from this year, from last year, now that you've played eight games?
You know, some of the same stuff is, you know, just play hard, work hard every day, and try to get better and improve. But basically, one thing that's similar is another great senior class. Great group of kids that have been in the program a long time that love playing the game of football, love playing together and love each other. And so some of that's been the same, and it's been a lot of fun.
We talked postseason and a little bit of preseason of, you know, where you're going to get your production from. Did you find where you're getting your production from?
We're getting there. Yeah,
okay,
I think so. I think you can see it. We did. You know, this was an experienced class, but the production all graduated last year, both sides of the ball. But I thought, you know, on offense, of course, we've got four or five running backs, but Akers and Strowman have done a great job. They're definitely the horses back there in the backfield. But we got others that, some young kids, you know, you're not sure of, but McCaskey and Marshall, they're sophomores that are running the football and doing a great job for us. So, and then throwing the football, we thought we'd be able to do that with Arredondo and Cannamary back there at quarterback, and you got Horwath and Logan Ryan. So we thought we had a good summer and we'd be able to throw the ball a little bit more this year, and so far we've been able to do that. So that's been good. And then defensively, we're very inexperienced, four new linebackers, so we knew it'd take some time, but they're getting better every week.
With the passing attack, and I think that'll be a storyline tonight, is throwing the football. I was talking to Coach Randolph a couple weeks ago now, and he kind of says, well, you know, I want to throw the ball a little bit more, but, you know, when we build the lead, the last thing you want to do is throw the football. So are you kind of in that same spot where, you know, you want to work on things, but, you know, you working on things is throwing the ball? It's kind of odd at that point.
Yeah, and I know what Casey's saying. You know, they get up and they're running the football. They're a power team.
Sure.
They're coming at you.
Yeah.
If you don't stop that, they're just going to run the ball. So then they're up big, and then it looks
bad. Then you're going to throw the ball? Yeah.
But really, that's when you're taking it easy and just working on it.
Sure.
But for us, honestly, throwing the ball has been a part of us being successful. It hasn't been something to work on after we've got a lead. It's helped us create the leads. So I think throwing the ball for us has just been part of what we do.
Did you talk about the, you know, top side of the LCAA this season? I think it's been very, you know, top heavy with you and Clinton. I'm going to throw Dundee in the mix there. Hillsdale's record's not great, and neither is Ida's, but I think those are probably two of the next teams there in the league.
Oh, for sure. It's, you know, we always talk about the LCAA, the grind and tough and all that. But, you know, this year with the top teams. But then you go down and you look at Hillsdale and Ida, and if Ida wins and if they were able to make the playoffs, I don't think anybody would want to play them. And the beauty about our league, it seems like year in and year out, the league just preps you for the postseason. It doesn't matter if you're the league champ, runner-up, third or something. When you go through our league, you're prepared for the postseason. And there's a lot of years you'll see maybe it's a second-place team, third-place team, they make a run. So it's a great thing in our league.
Talking with the football coach here in Hudson, Dan Rogers, you know, it's something media likes to talk about, myself included. I'm sure, you know, you coaches and maybe some of the fans don't want to, but you're on a bit of a run. That's up over 20 games, one in a row. Is that something you guys talk about or reference? Or
never.
Never?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Honestly, it's a great thing, and it's a great thing to be in that conversation. It's fun for the fans and the communities, and it is good stuff. But for us, we don't even talk about it. It really is just preparing for the next week. And, you know, after a Friday night game, the focus goes right on to the next opponent. And then if it's a, you know, if a win or loss, you got to treat it the same. You can't get overconfident or too happy about wins, and you can't get too down about losses. You got to just get focused for the next opponent. So either way, we're going to treat it the same.
Last year's Division 8 state champion, now the school up in Division 7. I know, you know, coaches look around the state and they see, you know, what's going on here and there. What's it looking like, you know, looking past this week at Division 7? You know, what kind of schools could Hudson see in the playoffs?
Oh, for sure. As coaches, you're always looking.
Sure,
you know, and what could you see in the postseason? Because I say it again, the regular season is just preparing you for that. Whatever your record is in the regular season is prepping you for the postseason. So we're definitely looking at that. And D8 was tough last year, a lot of great small school football, and D7's the same. But then you throw in some names. You got Monroe St. Mary's, you got Jackson Luma Christi, you got Detroit Central, Lawton, who was in the finals last year. And then, of course, you got Pomona Westphalia, Traverse City St. Francis, who's number one in our division, Ithaca, I mean, New Lothrop, it just goes on. There's 10 teams there that could all make a run, and wouldn't surprise if any one of the 10 were winning the state title.
Ithaca, you played them last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
Week one.
Yeah.
Here, they came here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, who knows?
Maybe
you'll see them. you know, real quick, we're getting close to the end here. What are you most looking forward to about tonight? I mean, you're home. Couple of 8-0 teams. It doesn't get much better than this for county football.
This is awesome. Lenawee County football, small school football, two great communities that support their schools. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere, playoff atmosphere, and, you know, again, it's really prepping us for the postseason. We're going to get a playoff type of atmosphere tonight, and if we can compete and stay healthy, and hopefully it's a great game, and win or lose, we're going to be a better football team tomorrow because of this game.
Well, the Cave will be here tonight over on 127 at Thompson Field. Jeff Bowman should be on the call. Wasn't on the Cave yesterday, but I think he's coming back today. So Jeff will be out here calling the game tonight.
You better make it.
Coach Dan Rogers, I appreciate you talking to me this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Cave on Campus this morning being brought to you, of course, by SMCSI in Hudson, something that Coach Rogers knows a little bit about. Leo's Pallets, Borg's Body Shop, also Lenawee Community Mental Health, Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, bringing you this morning's broadcast, Cave on Campus. Next hour, I'll be talking to the captains of the Hudson football team at 8:10 and 8:25, so stick around.